Welcome to This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. This is WHIW Binghamton. On November 23rd, 1981, President Ronald Reagan signs off on a top-secret document, National Security Decision Directive 17, which gives the Central Intelligence Agency the power to recruit and support a 500-man force of Nicaraguan rebels to conduct covert actions against the leftist Sandinista regime in Nicaragua.
Oh, look, somebody's put a document in front of me. Nancy, what am I supposed to do here again?
First, we'll consult the stars and then just sign it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm trying, honey, but I'm really sleepy. Really, really sleepy.
Man, the Reagans are acting even weirder than usual.
What do you think is responsible? Take a nap, dear, and I'll stamp it.
Okay, I'm just gonna sleep right here in the desk in the Oval Office.
It doesn't quite look like Alzheimer's. I don't know, there's definitely some kind of weird outside substance affecting
that. Secret Service agents, fluff my pillow. Ron's head is sore.
Fluffing, sir? Fluff. Fluff, fluff.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna die now.
If not for the fact that the specially genetically engineered superior Secret Service agents had carbon monoxide filtering lungs, they too would have died, instead of just Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan dying, because they didn't have a carbon monoxide detecting device, and they relied on the stars for their fortune. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.